reminding me that you're still gone and I'm still lonely.
He keeps reminding me how good it was
when we were crazy. Out the wine, I forgot you left behind.
Good morning. Let's get a news update right now with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. A 13-year-old boy has been arrested after an elderly woman was killed in what police are calling an unprovoked and cowardly attack in Pickering. Durham Regional Police say it happened yesterday afternoon outside of the woman's home. A public safety alert was sent out yesterday asking people to shelter in place. It has since been lifted. The DVP and Gardner Expressway will be shut down on Sunday for the Bike for Brain Health from midnight to 4 p.m. on Sunday, June 1st. The DVP will be closed both ways from the Gardner to the 401, while the Gardner will be closed both ways from Park Lawn to the DVP. Wildfires have forced Saskatchewan to declare a province-wide state of emergency. It comes a day after Manitoba made the same move. More than 4,000 residents in Saskatchewan have been forced to evacuate their homes. In sports, the Jays crushed the Athletics 12-0. They play again tonight. Edmonton Oilers beat Dallas 6-3 to take the series. They'll face the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup Finals. CHFI weather. Today, fog clearing this morning and then sunshine, slight chance of showers and a high of 24. Tonight, cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorm, a low near 11. Saturday could see some rain, cloudy and cooler with a high near 16. Right now, it is 14 degrees.
your days and your nights get a little bit colder. Oh, 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 oh.
I know that
you'll be right back.
Oh,
baby, believe me, it's only a matter of time.
Oh, you will be a part of me. I'm part of you indefinitely. Boy, don't you think you can't escape?
Because you'll always be my baby.
It will linger.
CHFI.
I miss the fire, I miss the thunder. I miss your warm lips like the summer. I was the rain, you were the cover. You held me up and I pulled you under. And you say there's nothing we could change, it's still all over my mind. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel darkness. And it's better than it ever was without you in the good life. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel darkness. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel darkness. I wish I never hurt you, darling. I wish it didn't end like that. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. And nothing ever lasts forever. There's nothing like what we had. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. You loved me blind, I loved you reckless. All of the nights, moments and places. Yeah, these are the things I have been missing. And you say there's nothing we could change, it's still all over my mind. I'm in the bright light, but I still feel darkness. And it's better than it ever was without you in the good life. I'm in the bright light, but I still feel darkness. I wish I never hurt you, darling. I wish it didn't end like that. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. And nothing ever lasts forever. There's nothing like what we had. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. You could give me some of that heartbreak back. And nothing ever lasts forever. There's nothing like what we had. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back.
Good moments on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Camp Beaker Deep is happening every day that we are here, and there will be some vacation. Heads up. $1,000 of my money is on the line. Maybe my guard's going to be down because it's summer and I'm going to be distracted.
You're not paying attention.
Who knows? I mean, even if I'm distracted all show, I will dial in for that segment.
Okay.
Because my ego and my money are on the line. We've upped this to $1,000, per loss. It used to be 100. And we've been doing this we're in week 9 now of Camp Beaker Deep for $1,000. Let me take you back through the history of this game. I have won almost 600 times. I have lost 62 times. The 62, two of those losses, I can tell you, have been since we upped it to $1,000. 60. Mm-hmm. So put it this way. The first 60 losses cost me $6,000. The last two losses have cost me $2,000. That's not very proportionate for just two losses, but those are the stakes now that we've upped it.
No, but you're doing well so far.
I didn't think. So again, to break it down further, on average, I tend to lose once every 2 weeks. Before we upped it to $1,000, I was losing on average about once every 2 weeks. Right now, in this small sample size, I've been losing once every 4 weeks on average. Look, my point is, I don't lose often, but I am beatable. It's happened twice. Two lucky people, Chris and Cassie, have each taken $1,000 of my money. And I'm here to tell you how to beat me. Okay. I have certain weak spots. However, the first time I lost for $1,000 was not on a weak spot. It was on a strong suit. And that's what really grinds my gears. I lost to a math professor. Mm-hmm. And you guys know how I feel about math. I love it. A guy named Chris, who is a math professor, he beat me 5-4. And it kills me that the question I lost on was a math question.
True or false? 1 kilogram equals 2.205 pounds.
Oh, great. We're doing math questions. The math guy, 1 kilogram equals 2.205. Gosh, I don't know it to 3 decimal points. I think that's it's approximately right. False.
So, Chris, you got all 5 correct.
Oh, dear.
Gurdeep, you got 4 out of 5 correct.
It finally happened.
Chris?
Did I lose on the math question?
You did.
Oh, no.
Chris, you just won yourself $1,000 of Gurdeep's money.
That's good.
Can I tell you the feelings going through my head listening to this now? I'm mad at myself. Because I'm listening to myself. I'm going, what are you doing? I'm breaking all my own rules. I hear myself going, it's approximately right. Because
yes.
I knew that a kilogram is about 1.2 pounds. And Pooja just said 1.205. So I knew it was in the ballpark. And also, my other rule with true and false is if it's really specific, just go true.
I know. I was surprised you said false. I'm like, what happened?
Everything led me to say true. And then I said false for some reason. I should have said true and we would have tied 5-all and he wouldn't have beat me. That's completely on me.
Mm-hmm.
That one is completely on me.
Yeah. You are beatable.
I am beatable. Chris beat me, but I still win most of the time. We play every morning just after the 8:30 news. Little programming note. We're not playing today or Monday. Camp Beaker Deep returns on Tuesday.
98.1 CHFI.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them say we're crazy, I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby, don't ever look back. Let the world around us just fall apart. Maybe we can make it if we're heart to heart. We can build this dream together, standing strong forever.
Here at 98.1 CHFI, we're about to make a big mistake. It'll be public.
Public. It'll be frequent. Frequent.
And it will win you free cash. Are you in?
At CHFI, we don't typically repeat the same song twice between 9 and 5. But we might do it only so you can win free cash.
I can't believe it.
If you catch us repeating any song weekdays between 9 and 5, call 416-872-2434 and you could win instant cash.
And a shot at $25,000.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you.
Keep CHFI on during the day because you never know when we make that mistake.
No way.
It's the CHFI $25,000 no repeat guarantee. Only on 98.1 CHFI.
When you get a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and class-leading safety included, it's like you also get a Subaru that comes with a multi-dog transporter, mud navigator, a Rainmaster slope pilot, remote campsite finder, a moose country guide, a gravel handler, a very slushy surface controller, windy road stabilizer, spinning wheel avoider, a four-legged mammal attractor, surprise snow detector, plus a... Oh, and we're out of time. Subaru is the multi-tool that masters every unpredictable weather condition. Visit your local Subaru dealer for great lease and finance options.
Whoa, Friday's Lottomax jackpot is an estimated $15 million.
If I won, I'd get myself a double neck guitar.
Nice. I'd get a rooftop concert dome.
It's a dream home.
Personal five-star restaurant.
Backyard water park.
My own skydiving plane.
My own scuba diving school.
Nordic style spa.
Now that feels nice.
Friday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $15 million. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
Every search for a home is a journey. Without a trusted professional to guide you, it's easy to lose your way. Realtors are held to a strict code of ethics that protects you with fairness and accountability. This ensures honest and ethical representation. And a realtor's access to the MLS guarantees you accurate, timely, and transparent information, delivering you to that moment when you know you're finally home. Find out more at TREB.ca.
Hey, is that an air conditioner?
Yep, I got a cool deal from Atlas Care Heating and Air Conditioning. No interest and no payments till next summer.
What's the catch?
No catch, no interest, no payments for 12 months. So I'm staying cool and saving money.
Thanks for the tip.
No problem, but this limited time offer ends June 30th, so you better hurry.
Feel right at home with Atlas Care.
Call Atlas Care today and let the pros in the green trucks save you big bucks.
It's spring, or as I call it, Jiffy season, which means there's so much to do around my home. As if I don't have enough on my plate, my washing machine decided to quit on me mid-cycle. So I opened the Jiffy app, and within seconds, I was matched with Mike, who showed up that day and got it fixed before I could even panic. And now I'm back to my long list of spring to-dos, which you already know Jiffy will be taken care of. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code CHFI for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
Remember those walls I built? Well, baby, they're tumbling down. And they didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make a sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Standing in the light of your halo, I got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened. Every rule I had you breaking. The risk that I'm taking, I ain't never gonna shut you out. Burning through my dark. and awaken. Every rule I had you breaking. The risk that I'm taking. I'm never gonna shut you out.
Masterclass from TikTok University.
Oh dear, you've got something else from your TikTok school?
Look, I went to TikTok University. I've graduated. I'm now working on my master's.
I mean, you did it online, like remotely, whatever.
Don't knock it. It still counts. And, you know, I've learned a lot from TikTok. A lot of people do. And I want to pass on some of the wisdom. This has to do with your potatoes, and specifically...
With my potatoes?
Our potatoes. Collective potatoes.
That's not a euphemism, is it?
No. Okay. Your potatoes, how do you store them currently?
In my mouth. I usually eat them pretty quickly. I don't know.
No, when you're not using them, where are they in your home? In your kitchen, obviously, but yeah, how do you store them?
They're in a little basket, and then the basket's like in a drawer that's dark.
Okay, good. Like dark, cool place is good.
Yeah.
That's what you do? That's what you do, Steph?
I leave them in the bag. I open the bag, but leave them in the bag in a cool place.
Put it in the bag.
Okay.
Put it in the bag.
Okay. I do the same thing, but there is a better way so that they don't sprout as easily. And you see when they start to sprout, they go bad. You can't use them anymore, right?
This is why you eat them quickly.
Well... You could store them in your mouth like Gurdeep, or you could try this TikTok hack.
Potatoes bought in bulk go bad. Potatoes and apples are good friends. Storing them together prevents sprouting.
Did you hear that?
Potatoes and apples want to hang out in the basket?
They are friends. They're besties.
Hold on, but I put my apples in the fridge.
No.
Can the potatoes come too?
No. You don't want to put them in the fridge. They actually said don't do that. It's too cold.
I like my apples cold, so apples got to go in the fridge.
Listen, if you want to work on the friendship, I think that the apples and the potatoes should be together in the drawer.
No.
Then the potatoes won't sprout as easily.
Yeah, but then my apples are warm. I want that crunch. You got to have the crunch.
Potatoes are basically apples. They're pomme de terre. It's pomme de terre.
What?
Thank you.
Are we dealing with here?
No. French never get anything wrong.
Look at it this way. I'm the apple. You're the potato, right? Good friends in a drawer. You don't sprout as easily.
This is the weirdest analogy.
Okay. The science is that apples produce ethylene. It's a natural gas. And that slows down or halts the potato sprouting.
Guys,
in that whole
Pooja's sciencing again.
Oh, dear.
Is the apple gassy? Is that what you're saying?
I need Advil. Pooja's sciencing again.
Never mind. I want my own quarters as the apple. You can stay in the dark, cold drawer, Gurdeep, as a potato.
98.1 CHFI.
special. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, my love is true. I'm like a bird, I only fly away. I don't know where my soul is. I don't know where my home is. And baby, all I need for you to know is I'm like a bird, I only fly away. I don't know where my soul is. I don't know where my home is.
And I need for you to know
it's facing me. Bring me to tears, even after all these years, yes, and it pains me so much to tell that you don't know me that way, yeah, 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 and though my love is
off to a great start. Let's get your news right now with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. A Pickering neighborhood is grieving this morning after an elderly woman out front of her home was killed. The suspect under arrest is a 13-year-old boy who does not appear to have known the victim. Durham Regional Police are expected to announce the charges today. Yesterday, a shelter-in-place order spanned several hours as police searched for the suspect. It won't be easy getting downtown on Sunday. A charity bike ride will have the DVP and Gardner shut down from midnight to 4 p.m. The DVP will be closed both ways from the Gardner to the 401, and the Gardner will be closed from Park Lawn to the DVP. Baseball fans heading to Sunday's Blue Jays game at Rogers Centre will have to plan an alternate route. The CNE is just a few months away, and according to reports, the fair has fired CEO Daryl Brown and his wife. According to the Star, the CNE is now searching for a new exec to run the August event. The CNE has not commented on the matter, calling it a confidential personnel matter. In sports, Jays crushed the Athletics 12-0. They play again tonight. CHFI weather. Today, fog clearing this morning and then sunshine. Slight chance of showers and a high of 24. Tonight, cloudy. Chance of showers and a thunderstorm with a low near 11. Saturday could see some rain, cloudy and cooler with a high near 16. Right now, it's 14 degrees. South 400 ramp to Highway 89. The right lane is blocked for a stalled vehicle. North 400 at Finch, we've got two right lanes closed off. That's for a stalled vehicle as well. And southbound West End, south of the 401, completely blocked because of a collision.
it was rough, but lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Oh. Please don't take. I found my mind, I'm feeling insane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love. But I'm up and I'm thinking I just might lose it all. I want you, I need you, oh God, I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Pooja and your D, feel good moments
on 98.1 CHFI.
Okay, I got a spicy one for you. Let me ask you this question. Do you think marriages should come with a 10-year renewal agreement?
A renewal agreement? Is this like an opt-out clause?
This is like two people are coming together. They're in love. You know, love is in the air. You have this idealistic view of what your marriage and union is going to be like, right? But you know that in 10 years, you have the option to go your separate ways amicably. You don't have to worry about, you know, it getting messy the way it sometimes does in divorces. And you know that in 10 years, you're done. If this isn't working, you're done. Maybe people change. They go back on some of the things that they had promised. Maybe there's complacency in the relationship.
Right. So love is not forever. Love is for a decade is what we're saying?
Yes. I know it doesn't sound as romantic.
This sounds even less romantic than the prenup, which I'm a proponent of.
Right.
So I don't mind this, but like, then why not just make it annually? Why not make it an annual renewal?
I don't think it's even just like staying together. It's like all the things that you expect that person to do, like date nights, you know, being thoughtful, not being selfish or whatever. I think you can decide what you want in your renewal agreement as well.
When you frame it as 10 years, it sounds less like a renewal contract and more like a prison sentence. Doing 6 to 10. I don't know.
What year are you on?
Might get released early.
Yeah. And it could. You're right, because it could go both ways. The one way you could look at it is like, you know, 3 years in, I'm not renewing in 10. Or it could go the other way where you're like, you know what? I'm going to make sure I show up in the ways that I promised to, because I don't want this to end in 10 years. So 10 years from now, you're going to see that I lived up to my promises.
Steph, what do you think?
I think this is a good idea if you get married younger. Because, like, right now, I probably wouldn't use it. I think I know who I am. I think I know who my partner is. I think when you're younger, there's big changes that happen, right? So I got married when I was 27. And, like, we grew apart. Like, I didn't even know who he was in the end. I was just like, this is weird. Like, yeah. I don't even know what's happening anymore. All the little things were gone.
So you
right?
would have opted out after 10.
I would have opted out before 10. But 10, I would have waited it out until 10.
So the annual opt-out.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're married, if you're already married, and it's time to renew, let's say, what's that thing that you want to make sure happens in the next 10 years? Like, what are you putting on there? Like, I know if it was my husband, if I asked him.
Yeah, you've been married for 11 years now, right?
Yes.
So what's the thing you
I think
want?
he would make sure that it was something about, like, and it's not just because I talk a lot, but it's about, you know, biting your tongue. Like being...
Knowing when to be quiet.
Just knowing when to just be quiet.
Okay. You were about to say shut up, yeah. and then you softened it to be quiet. Okay, yeah. I'm not married, but I'm going to say... If I was married for 10 years and I was renewing this, I would say, like, no backseat driving.
Oh.
I don't love the, you know, I'm like, I'm using Waze. I'm good. You don't need to tell me a faster route because you don't know a faster route than Waze. So just.
You're putting that on the list?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I want to play too. Yeah. I'm not married, but I want to play too.
Okay. If you want to play, answer this question. You're already married. It's time to renew. What's that thing that you want to make sure happens in the next 10 years? Give us a call.
416-872-CHFI.
98.1 CHFI.
I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. It's all the same. I'll take you home where we can be alone. Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
Those mistakes maybe once or twice.
not once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me, oh let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I'll go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Back on.
On 98.1 CHFI.
Do you think marriages should come with a 10-year renewal agreement? This is an idea that's being floated around that, you know, perhaps if you're going into a marriage that you have some ideas of where you want the relationship to go, you put it all in the contract, and in 10 years, if it doesn't meet your expectations, you go your separate ways amicably.
Yeah.
And if finances is a part of that too, you put that in the contract.
I know I joke about this and whatever, but like, I think this is something that people should be doing constantly. Like, if you're in a serious relationship, common law marriage, whatever, like, I feel like you should be doing this probably every year, like checking in with each other, making sure both parties are still satisfied. Are you meeting your goals? Are you doing the things you promised each other when you got together? Like, I don't know. I mean, this is a 10 years feels like not enough to do these type of deep check-ins.
If only, but you know what? People start to get a little complacent, right? Like in the beginning, you do all the extras. There's the romance, all of that. And then over time, those things sort of fall.
I'm not even married and I'm complacent.
So we want to know, like, okay, picture this. You're already married. It's time to renew. What do you want to make sure happens in the next 10 years? Like, what are you putting in that renewal agreement?
Okay, Jim from Scarborough, you've been married for some time. What do you want in the next 10 years with your partner?
One, I've been married for 38 years, so and there's no prenup. But if I had to, I would say the double standard.
Oh.
Tell us more.
My wife has a habit of do as I say, not as I do.
So you would put in there no double standards.
No double standards.
That's a good one.
That is really good.
Yeah. I'm not even married and I like that.
See, I would put in the opposite. I'd be like, and there is a double standard.
No.
Deal with it.
No. Your wife is not always right.
Oh, I like that. That's even better.
Oh, wow.
Right, because they always say, like, just say yes, dear, and you know, steer clear. Yes, dear, steer clear. Can I just make that up?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
But, Jim, you know, if you put that in there, your wife would probably not renew.
Probably not.
I don't know. Jim sounds like quite the catch. 38 years? I think he's fine. I think he's safe.
Jim, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Okay, getting a couple of texts as well. Thanks for the call, Jim. What's the thing you want to make sure happens in the next 10 years? This text coming in from Cynthia in Jordan. I love Jordan, by the way. A lot of great wineries there. Cynthia says, my husband and I actually do this every 5 years.
Oh.
We talk about financial freedom, vacations 3 times a year, and working as a team. I like that.
I really like that.
I like that.
And then you know that you're going to be talking about it, so you kind of want to live up to that expectation. Also getting a text here, wow, I've been talking about a marriage contract that renews 4 years now. My friends thought I was nuts. Like a lease. Great concepts.
There we go.
Like a lease.
Just like a lease. See, this is good. This is lowering the barrier to entry to marriage to me. This is not bad.
Yeah, but in 10 years, they double your rent.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I'm out.
98.1 CHFI. Today, we'll do it.
When you hear it, call 416-872-2434.
Be caller 16 and win instant cash.
Woo-hoo! And a chance at $25,000.
It's CHFI's $25,000 no repeat guarantee.
98.1 CHFI.
So a couple years ago, my entire extended family and I took a trip to St. John's, Newfoundland. It's been on my bucket list for as long as I can remember. So We finally did it. We have such a beautiful country that so many of us have yet to explore. And we found so many hidden gems, like Pooch Cove, where we stayed and took in some beautiful whale watching right from our balcony. We stayed at an Airbnb big enough for my large family. And while we were exploring the beauty of St. John's, back home in Toronto, all our homes were sitting empty, except for mine. I decided to host my space on Airbnb to make a little extra cash and to help with some of the travel expenses. It was a win-win. And if hosting seems like a lot, Airbnb recently introduced the co-host network. You can hire a local, vetted, and quality co-host to help out with hosting. That's from creating the listing, managing your reservations, and even helping with decor. They've made it so much easier. It's a great time to host. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
How it sounds to enjoy a McD's poutine.
Mmm.
And now, a McD's poutine with 100% Canadian-raised seasoned chicken and buffalo sauce.
Whew.
Activate buffalo mode with McDonald's Spicy Buffalo Chicken Poutine. Available at participating McDonald's restaurants in Ontario for a limited time.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, get up to 20% off almost everything. Hurry, it's for a limited time only. Speak to a sleep expert for details, only at Sleep Country. Proudly Canadian for over 30 years.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Il Divo by Candlelight. An intimate and immersive experience, live in concert. Il Divo will transport audiences into a world of timeless elegance and emotion, where soft romantic ambience and exquisite stage design will set the tone for a deeply personal and moving performance. Live at OLG Stage at Falls View Casino, Saturday, October 11th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster. For more, visit ildivo.com.
Ontario invites you to take a stand for our home by discovering our home. Come stand on the shield of Canada. Stand under the endless stars and northern lights. Stand with both feet planted in our parks or beside friends and family at a brewery or vineyard. But most of all, stand proud for Ontario, our home like no other. Discover your next adventure at DestinationOntario.com. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Jumpstart your summer with Wendy's delicious drinks. Enjoy a small iced coffee, frosty chino, or frosty fizz for only $1.99. But hurry, get your $1.99 small drink at participating Wendy's, only available until June 29th. Taxes extra.
Whether you've recently moved into a new home, expanded your business, acquired new farm equipment, or grown your family, you can count on Wawanisa to be there for you. As a proudly Canadian mutual insurer since 1896, we've always supported Canadians in good times and bad. Business, farm, home, life and group, auto. Just say the word, Wawanisa. Visit Wawanisa.com to find a broker today.
At Canada's Wonderland, we're serious about our guests having fun. Seriously, buy a 2025 Silver Pass for only $89 and get unlimited visits through Labor Day, unlimited upside-down loops, unlimited ice cream cone licks, unlimited super spinny swings. Told you we were serious. New this summer, brave the elements on Alpine Fury, Canada's fiercest launch coaster. Get your 2025 Silver Pass online at canadaswonderland.com. Plus processing fee up to $9.99 and applicable taxes.
You're listening to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
98.1 CHFI.
Right from the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart. And I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty. And with every touch, you fix them. Now you've been talking in your sleep. Oh, oh,
check on news, here's Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. A terrifying afternoon and evening in Pickering yesterday where police say an elderly woman was fatally stabbed in her front yard in an apparently random attack. There was a shelter-in-place request and a GTA-wide emergency alert while Durham Regional Police hunted for the suspect. A 13-year-old boy was arrested just before 9 p.m. The mayor of Pickering called it a horrific